Milovan, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hello, thank you. So, first of all, what exactly is so popular about TikTok? Can you explain what this app is?
Yeah, of course. So, as you said, it's a social media platform, and it's like very popular lately. So, it's relatively new. I mean, it was built from the other platforms. So, when I started looking into this platform, that was back in 2016, it was called Musical.ly. So, it was like a platform that easy to use tool to create funny singing videos and share it with your network. So that's pretty much what TikTok does still, and I think that's one of the key features why it's so interesting for especially younger demographics, because it's not only about interacting with others, but interacting in a funny, playful way.
Now, it can be used in a very playful way, but I myself, I've seen some videos being shared around Facebook, and there is a lot of bullying in the comments sections. Is there an issue with surrounding bullying on this app? It seems like there's bullying in every social app these days.
Exactly. So, I mean, I wouldn't really say, the bullying is on this app. So, bullying is not only about TikTok. I think it's like more broader problem, and it's happening everywhere. So the response to that should be also more comprehensive. Like, so we cannot really blame it only on TikTok. But, I mean, certainly it happens there as well.
Well, governments such as Indonesia and India, they want to ban the app because of accusations that it spreads pornographic and violent content. How has TikTok responded to this kind of accusations and potentially regulating their content?
Yeah, so they did introduce... So there was this case that you mentioned in Indonesia and India, and like even recently we had in the US and in UK as well, they came under the scrutiny. So there is like a safety commissioner looking into them. There is not any kind of like recommendation still, but the discussion is going on. Again, I think it's also not the question of TikTok only. I think that's a broader discussion for all social media platforms. About the governance and like how do we moderate the content and who is responsible for the content? Does it like because the platforms usually suggest that they are just the platform that someone else is sharing their content on that, and the question is who is then responsible? Is the person who uploaded the content responsible, or the platform itself should moderate literally every single video that is posted there? Since those questions were raised, TikTok did introduce some features. So they do offer some like a reporting options. So if there is any content that users find inappropriate, or it's in a case of bullying or whatever, they can report it to the app. But it's still unclear how that all works and what will be the effect of that.
Well, do you think parents need to get more involved in their children's online activity? But then also you have to balance that with, their own privacy. How exactly do you mediate this kind of situation?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. So there is not really like a simple question to that. So one thing that I wouldn't suggest is definitely banning yet, because I think it just make it more interesting or appealing. If you try to ban something to teenagers, they are more likely to use it. And also, I think one of the reasons why the app is so appealing to young people now is because adults are not there. So, if you look in Facebook or Instagram or some other places, online places, the parents might be there. So this is the one that offers them some sort of adult-free space, if you like. So I think if we ban TikTok, for example, there'll be something else. And, it's never-ending game, so there's always something else. So rather than trying to outsmart them or outplay them, maybe it's just better to allow them to experiment, play, do whatever they want, but stay involved. So stay open the discussion channel with your child and try to follow up, ask them what they are doing, how they are to show you, kind of the involvement kind of thing.
I guess it's just all about having a dialogue and, being able to talk with your children about this kind of stuff. Well, Milovan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, and have a good day.
You too.